This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, highlighting all of Section 3, interviewing the greatest local coaches and athletes. Brought to you by SummitCars.com, broadcasting in the ESPN studios. Here's your host, Mike Bristol, and Eagle Newspaper's Phil Blackwell.
Yes, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program, number one of 10 months of high school sports action. Phil, what's going on?
Oh, it's back, isn't it? We're back, and it's been quite a busy last couple of weeks.
They're like AAA.
Seasons have finally started all over the place, 10 different fall sports. The weather's been crazy. We've had really hot temperatures and times it's even postponed contests. But today it feels like autumn, so we're all kind of excited that, all right, now we're deep into the season. A lot's going on. We have a lot of guests on this program, so let's get to it.
All right, I love it. So a great program for you, number one of plenty here, ladies and gentlemen, for our SummitCars.com Spotlight interview. We have members of the Fayetteville Manlius girls soccer team, and as everyone chases defending state champion Baldwinsville and area Class AA girls soccer, FM is perhaps setting up for a big season. The Hornets return a strong core of young players from 2017. They scored 11 goals in the first two games. The Hornets play a powerful JD team this afternoon at CNS. And also Tuesday, so a big stretch is going to head here, or ahead here for this team. Coach Brent Outstrander, players Anna Hartzheim's here, Rachel DeBrocky, Sabrina Suriani, all join us here in studio in just a couple minutes.
The thing with FM is I think they, along with West Genesee and CNS, maybe Liverpool goes in that group, all are poised to challenge Baldwinsville because they've got a strong core of players back, and they're potent. And you need to be to challenge a Beville team that still has the likes of Mimas and, you know, Neville still there from that state championship team, even though their defense needs some, maybe is not as strong as it was a year ago. But the top teams in Class AA, there's a lot of scoring power on these teams. And I'll tell you, they're a really pumped up FM to face JD. These girls face each other. They're club teammates. They're neighbors. Big rivalry. It'll be an exciting game. You have a girls game this afternoon and then a boys game later on at Swan Pond as well.
Our Aflac Spotlight interview, members of the West Genesee boys soccer team. You know, and while a complete turnaround is still, far from certainty, the West Genesee boys soccer team, giant steps this week, getting its first win over FM in a long time Tuesday night in a 3-2 overtime thriller, and then winning another 3-2 OT game with Henniger a couple nights later. First-year Wildcats head coach Scott Fiello joins us here in studio. Forwards Ryan Washoe will be in studio, Ricky Francisco, midfielder Carter Turton, and goalie Zach Bolton all will be here in studio.
The thing about it was being Henniger was weird because the coach of West Genesee now was coach at Henniger. So right. He went over to West Genesee and then but anyway, the fact that West Genesee beat FM after, you know, they had not beat them in a long time, even when they had some pretty good teams and some pretty good players during that time. And no one says that West Virginia is up to the level, perhaps, of a Baldwinsville or a CNS yet. But this is the sort of week that if you can win games like this, maybe you can reach that point. And it's a young group. And I'll tell you, Washoe and Francisco are pretty dynamic players. And they can carry a team a long way. So
no question,
we'll see.
All right. So, Phil, we also have you think about our Wegmans winning spotlight interview of members of the Casanova volleyball team. And by the way, each and every week, three sets of great high school sports athletes and guests and coaches all here in studio. So the show is always a 1 hour packed action here. But, you know, history was made by the Casanova girls volleyball team in 2017 when it followed up on another Section 3 title with its first trip to the state Final Four in Glens Falls. Trying to follow that up won't be easy as the Lakers have already found out early here this season. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But five members of the team, a mix of veterans and some youngsters. So we've got Lindsay Lawson, Josie Avery, Hope King, Faith King, and Taylor Mapstone all here as well in studio.
Well, Casanova, I mean, they were always a good program, and they were winning titles already. That was a breakthrough last year to get to the state Final Four because that was something they really, really pushed for. It helps that they play in a very tough league where they're tested quite often by the likes of Skinny Atlas and West Hill and Marcellus. And ironically, Marcellus did beat Kaz in five sets early last week. It was a set that came down to like a 2-point margin in the fifth set. Not concerned yet about Casanova. I mean, maybe they've got a lot to learn yet, but with the likes of Lawson, I mean, Casanova's going to win a lot of matches this season. The question is, can they put that championship level again? Big match a week from Monday when they play West Hill, who's got a lot back, so because we're going to talk to see where they are right now.
All right, a great program for you ahead. As I mentioned, Phil doing an incredible job here as we get going, as I mentioned again, with a lot of high school sports, 10 months of action. This is number one of many, many shows. But as we're going to start things off, West Tennessee boys soccer team, then after, right after that, FM girls soccer team, and right after that, Cazenovia volleyball. Also, some great action that has taken place here in the last week or so. So let's talk and start things off with Section 3 football season. And the first thing involves a defending state champion who will not defend the title. That's because Skinny Ellis, who won it all in Class C in 2017, moved back to Class B this fall, instantly reviving many of its unnatural rivalries. So the Lakers have a record-setting quarterback, Patrick Hackler, back along with several top players here in Class B. So, Phil, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Homer, Cazenovia, their dominance, VVS, Chittenango, all these great teams that we should mention here.
What we've mentioned, what we've seen is that Skinny Ellis hasn't lost a beat. They beat Marcellus 42-9 to start the season, and then they beat Homer last night. The one team that beat him last season was Homer on the way to their sectional title. Skinny Ellis scored 56 points last night on Homer. Hackler threw for 6 touchdowns. Ari Boney ran for more than 200 yards. It's like this. Offensively, they picked up right where they left off, and they might be as good, if not better, defensively, and that could be problems for everyone else in Class B. If you look at the B East Division, a little uneven to start. I mean, the two best teams look like Cazenovia and VVS. They're both off to 2-0 starts, and they face each other in a couple of weeks under the temporary lights at Cazenovia. But the way Skinny Atlas has started, it's like nothing's changed from last season. It just happens to be in Class B rather than C.
All right, Class AA football. Let's talk about that here on the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show. The biggest story is whether CNS can defend its first ever sectional title without most of the dominant offensive line or skill players, of course, that took them there. Quarterback Connor Hayes and a terrific defense returns, which is great. So many challengers are lining up for that team. And we can also mention a little bit Corcoran, West Jenny, and FM here.
Well, what's going on so far is that CNS has lived up to expectations. They handled CBA last week, and then they beat Liverpool 28-3 last night, and they're quickly 2-0. The other two of those teams in Class AA are Corcoran, won a tough 12-7 game over West Tennessee after both won their opening games. Also 2-0 is Nottingham, who knocked off RFA in Baldwinsville so far. Also 2-0 is FM, who won, beat Liverpool 7-0, then took out CBA last night 21-6 with 2 returns for touchdowns. And also 2-0 is Utica Proctor, with a couple of close victories so far. FM and Proctor play each other next week, maybe setting up as the teams to try and challenge mighty CNS, but it's going to take something big to knock the North Stars off.
Wow, that's nice. Let's talk a little bit here. You look at Class A, and got a little bit deeper with Auburn and Central Square now moving there. So we got to mention that. Whitesboro is a 3-time defending champion, of course, and took care of Auburn to start the season, as we see. Indian River and ESM remain, obviously, title threats too. But Class A, just 9 teams now, and most of them have pretty good potential to be quite good.
But it still goes through Whitesboro. Up front, they physically dominate people, as they've shown in their first 2 games, handling Auburn and RFA, making themselves still the team to beat. If there's going to be a challenger, it might be Indian River, the team that went to the finals a year ago. It might be ESM again, who brings back a lot of talent and have started 2-0 with some tough wins, including a very impressive one over Fulton last night. So in A, it's probably through those 3 teams. But again, a defending champion is strongly positioned.
All right. The departure of Skinny Ellis to Class B, as we kind of mentioned here earlier, makes Class C a bit more wide open, and we'll talk about it. So the usual faces, General Brown, Canastota, now joined by Utica Notre Dame, a side that returns a lot from 2017. But look out here for the combined team from Southern Hills, Dulgeville, Onondaga, Sandy Creek. We can also talk about them in Class D. But let's talk about Class C real quick here.
Quickly in Class C, I mean, General Brown, Canastota off to strong starts. Laval's off to a strong start as well, 2-0 after a win at Jordan Elbridge last night. But again, in C, again, familiar teams there, but without something else to worry about, you have to figure General Brown, Canastota are probably favored. And then when you look at Class D, it's a little diluted this season because of the move to 8-man football. In fact, there were 6 teams doing it last year. This year, there are 12, and it includes Weedsport and a Class C school, Sherburn Earlville, making that move to 8-man. And D is a little smaller this year, and already we've seen strong starts from the likes of Beaver River.
So. All right, I talked about Class D, but let's go again. So Dulgeville, Onondaga, Sandy Creek obviously had the Class D pack, but the bigger story here is the growth of this eight-man football. So now up to 12 teams from the six of a year ago, right? Six or so years ago here. So talk about these 12-man or this eight-man football, Phil, and how interesting it is and how fast it's growing.
Well, I mean, it's clear the numbers in football across the board are down. No question about it. And it's affecting the small
schools. Well, I mean, think about it. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but every story out there between football and hockey, lacrosse and some of these sports, but especially football, is all about parents don't want their kids playing. They're starting to, like, it's pretty starting to be kind of like a fad across the states.
Not
here.
A fad. It's a big trend. The numbers are pretty difficult to argue. Ignore. But the fact is, this is how they've tried to deal with it. And I think the eight-man league has been a real success.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw how good it was last year. Bishop Grimes won the eight-man championship. Now there's two divisions of it. The six teams that played last year are kind of in an original division, and the six teams that moved to it this year are in another division. And it'll make for a full season in the championship, and you would expect that at some point it'll become a statewide competition because you're starting to see it in other sections as well, teams, smaller schools switching to eight-man in those places as well.
All right. So many switch included. Let's talk about this. So, you know, we had talked about the eight-man football team, now up to 12 teams. So many have switched, including Class C, Sherburne, Irville, and Weedsport, that have their own division of games to determine a league champion starting in mid-September with the original six, as Phil kind of pointed out, including, obviously, he mentioned Bishop Grimes, last year's champion. Quite a season, girls soccer, two defending state champions, yet both of them facing serious challengers. Let's talk about Baldwinsville, won it all in Class AA last November, but has to essentially rebuild its defense, and the Bees gave up four goals in a season-opening overtime defeat to Bethlehem.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the defense is what's got to be replaced. And in fact, Katie Pascal decided to focus on lacrosse, which may have diluted the attack, but they still have Nivelle and they still have Mimas, and those two can just win games by themselves. In some ways, they're just so dangerous. But I think there's real challengers. FM, who we're just about to talk to in a few minutes. West Genesee's off to a very strong start. So is CNS. So there's challengers out there, but can they combine the potency with the defense? We'll see.
West Hill had a lot more change after sharing the state Class B title in 2017. Both heavy rosters, and Lisa left to go to Onondaga. So I don't know. Phil, let's talk about that. Let's talk about West Jenny, Holland, Patton, JD, all these great teams in girls soccer. ESM, Cortland, a bunch of teams here to talk about.
In Class A, it goes through JD. They've won the last nine sectional titles, and they have a lot back, and they still think they've done everything but win a state title. In Class B, West Hill is diluted. I mean, they've had to make some big changes. New coach, new players everywhere. That opens it up for other teams. Think about Marcellus trying to get back to the front, off to a very impressive start with a couple of wins this week, and maybe Holland Patton. And Clinton's also a very dangerous team, I think, as well. So that's what's going on there.
What else can we go to? Boys soccer, real quick. There's already been some interesting developments. West Hill, who reached out of or last two semifinal fours, lost a 1-0 battle with Marcellus, the Mustangs, who likes a prime challenger this fall. Also, FM defending the sectional Class AA title, played a 0-0 draw with CNS. A lot of good stuff there.
Well, I mean, in boys soccer, I think what you're seeing in Class AA is a real, real battle, I think, at the top. Baldwinsville might be the strongest team so far. They haven't allowed a goal yet in any of their first four games, and they're going to have some tests. Liverpool's going to probably challenge them. You know, FM's defending sectional champions. We saw that West Virginia beat them. I mean, there's some vulnerability there. They're a young team with only six seniors. So there's, I think, a lot more challengers there. CNS off to a very strong start, too, and they could be, you know, a real challenger. And in Class A, they're all challenging Watertown, defending champs. But ESM's off to a very strong start. Very strong. Kyle Scalzo, one of the best players in the area, no question.
We're getting through it all right here, and then we're going to get to our guests. So a lot more to get to. We're going to talk a little bit of field hockey a little bit later in the show. Phil and I'll kind of round that up as we get going here. We'll also talk some boys golf and a lot more action going on. So before we do anything else, it's West Genesee boys soccer team. Is that the right one, or am I going to
do FM first?
Oh, you want to do FM girls soccer team. All right. And then West Jenny?
Yeah.
Phil's the boss, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Aflac Insurance, Inside High School Sports Show, brought to you by SummitCars.com.
This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, brought to you by SummitCars.com.
All right, here we are. Welcome back to the program. Mike Bristol and the great Phil Blackwell in studio here. As we mentioned, our SummitCars.com spotlight interview with members of the FM girls soccer team are here in studio. So Coach Brent Ostrander joins us. Coach, what's going on? How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you on. Talk loud. Get that microphone and put it right in front of you. Let's chat a little bit about this team. From what you've seen so far, let's talk about the offense. It seems obviously pretty potent. Phil and I were talking about it before the program. Talk about the keys to the offense and how you guys have really been doing well.
I think the key overall is the experience that we have. We have a lot of returners and a lot of players, and I have a fifth year varsity player right in front of us with Rachel, and 2 4-year varsity players here next to me as well. We're loaded with a lot of talent, a lot of speed, and we're hoping that we do well this season.
Anna Hartzheim, what's going on, Anna? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you in studio. What position, Anna?
I play center attacking mid.
How do you like it?
I like it a lot. It gives me a chance to work with the forwards a lot.
Well, it seems like you're probably running the offense, right? Ball's going through you and you're distributing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like it. And Rachel DeBricky. What's up, Rachel?
Nothing much. How are you?
She quickly corrected me on her last name. So talk a little bit about playing here on this team.
This team is great. Our chemistry this year is something that we love. We're all getting along. We all play hard for one another. So it's really great to be a part of it.
All right. And Sabrina Siriani. What's up, Sabrina?
Not much.
Hanging out. Get a little close to that microphone. So talk about being here in studio. Are you excited or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. A little nervous, but...
No, nothing to be nervous about. Rachel, you've had, let's talk about 3 goals so far. And Han, I think, has 5. Talk about the offense and plan here.
We just have a main goal, and that's, you know, to attack and score goals. We like to work from the back up through our midfield and find us at top.
All right. Coach, talk about, you know, finishing here and how important it is in this game.
Well, obviously, you got to score goals to win goals, but you got to keep it out of the back of your net as well. So, but, you know, the number one thing that we're trying to do is just put teams on their heels and put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah. Hannah, let's bounce you here for a second. It almost seems like the schedule was tailor-made with lots of skillful opponents besides the league foes. Talk about the schedule.
We have a lot of good non-conference and non-league games that really prepare us for the big games like Beeville.
Very good.
Beeville.
She's like, Beeville. Get right to Beeville, right? I know, right? Our summitcars.com spotlight interview here on the Inside High School Sports Show. Rachel, let's go to you here for a second. Let's talk about JD, who won 9 sectional titles in a row, scored 10 against Auburn Thursday. Let's talk about playing a team like that.
We're very excited to play JD. We have not had the chance to beat them yet, but I think this year we are coming out strong. We're all very excited, and it's going to be a great game.
All right, very, very good. And Coach, talk about some of the other teams here that you get to compete against and the talent level in the league.
Well, like Anna said, you know, we're trying to prepare ourselves for the sectional tournament. So when I look at my non-league, and because of our league has gotten so small, I have to find 8 non-league games. So we'll travel to Rochester and play Aquinas and Victor. We'll go to the Binghamton area and face Oneonta, Shenango Forks. We faced Shenandoah before. Again, it's about making the tournament. We don't look at trying to go undefeated. We're trying to get battle-tested.
Right, right. Sabrina, and this kind of goes against, I guess, what your coach just said, but let's talk about, I guess, being motivated by Baldwinsville. You see them get to the state title a year ago. Even more, I know you guys want to knock a team like that off. So talk about that.
Yeah, but it just makes us want to beat them even more. Like they're a good team, but I think we can do it.
You know, an interesting question here, and Anna, I'll go to you here for a second. Why do you play home games on the high school turf field and not on the Swan Pond like the boys do?
Well, it's all about preference.
Okay, so you guys get to decide.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think that we go to the turf because we really like a really fast style of play.
Right. Not crazy bounces, pretty smooth play, all that kind of stuff. Coach, what do you like? I mean, is that how you feel the same?
Yeah, that's my preference. You know, the boys go on the grass. We tend to enjoy the fast turf.
Is there any thought about injury type stuff like that with the turf, or have they, you know, made the turf better and better here?
We've been plagued throughout the years, but yeah. I tend not to try to talk about those because we have had our share of those injuries yearly.
Right.
I'm not so sure it's associated with the turf or, you know.
Just what it is.
Just what it is.
If obviously, I know your choice is, but Anna, let's go to you, or Rachel, let's go to you here for one more second. So let's talk about part of the difficulty, I guess, improving as a team during the season. And you look at your schedule, 16 games, 7 weeks, a lot of stuff going on. Talk about all those games and constantly who you're going to play and what you need to do.
Well, those games I think we're all super excited for. I know we sit in class every day right before, and we just think about how we can't wait to get out there and play with one another.
Right, not thinking of schoolwork, but playing soccer.
Yeah, don't tell my teachers, but... and, you know, just preparing every single day, and even off-season, we've been preparing all year round for these games, and we're just very excited to finally get out there.
And make it happen.
Yeah.
Phil Blackwell from the Eagle Newspapers, ladies and gentlemen, the super dapper.
I must point out that you're playing this afternoon against JD, obviously, at the big game. These is a team you're familiar with almost everyone because so many of them you play in club or play with on club teams. Does that increase the trash talking between you two? Because I've heard about what it's like.
Well, we definitely do know everyone on that team. We did have a conversation last night with their center back, Kaylee Quack, and their center mid, Sid Tanner. We're very excited to play them. They're some of our great friends, and they're great soccer players. So
it makes the game a little more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because their style. I mean, JD's the type of team with potent skill players. I mean, to put it in perspective, they scored 10 goals against Auburn on Thursday. So, yeah. I mean, maybe they used them all up on Thursday. I don't know. But it's going to be an up-and-down game this afternoon. It's looking forward to all that, too. So when you look at it, what do you think you still need to improve between now and the end of the season, especially when you have such a scrunched schedule?
Well, I think I can answer that. We had a fifth-year starting. Well, she would have been starting center midfielder, and she's out with an ACL. So losing Alex Vinci was a huge thing for us, and I think that we're still feeling the effects of that and trying to find the correct roles to fill that loss. But the girls have done a great job, and we've filled it in many other ways. I don't think that we've filled her spot completely yet, but we will. And we certainly miss her and hope for a great, speedy recovery for her.
All right. Let's talk about real quick what you girls do to get ready for a game. So Hannah, Rachel, Sabrina. I guess, Hannah, first talk about, is there like team dinners and things like that?
Yeah, before every home game, we have a team dinner at someone's house. We all just get together and just eat a ton of food together.
Sabrina, who's the best cook or who really puts it together? Who does the best spread?
You know, I want to say Alex Vinci's mom makes pretty good chicken riggies.
Nice, and
the desserts are very good.
Who's the dessert maker? Who's the best of the desserts?
A lot of times people like buy them, but I'm going to go with Alex Vinci's mom.
Shout out Vinci. She puts it together. It sounds great. All right. Well, you guys, obviously, thanks for coming to the studio. Incredible job, Coach. Great job, FM Girls Soccer. Give yourselves a big round of applause.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Excellent work. So Brent Ostrander and Anna, Rachel and Sabrina, thanks, girls, for coming in the studio. Okay, Phil and I need to keep rolling here. Phil, what's on deck?
Western ST boys soccer team coming in here after they ironically beat FM on Tuesday, so go figure that. But that's a good story. So,
all right, so we'll be right back. This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, and it's brought to you by SummitCars.com.
This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, brought to you by SummitCars.com.
All right, back in studio, West Genesee boys soccer. Thanks for hanging us here. Our first of many high school sports radio broadcasts, and Scott Fiello, head coach of the Wildcats. Scott, what's going on?
What's going on? How are you?
First year.
Yes, here at West Genesee.
Give me a little bit of your history.
Well, I got hired by Jeff Hammond out of FM about 18 years ago.
Incredible coach, great guy.
Great guy.
Good mentor.
Huge mentor, big respect to him. And then 2 years out there, 1 year at JV at Henninger, and then the last 15 was varsity at Henninger.
All right, the Henninger. I love Henninger, too. Great school, great people.
It is a great school.
All right, let's talk about who you got in studio here, Ryan Washoe. What's up, Ryan?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
I see that, yeah.
Hockey, too.
You got to throw hockey down, I agree. Ricky Francisco, what's up, Ricky?
Hey, how you doing?
Sweet jersey.
Thank you.
Carter Turton.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up, Carter? Cool
much.
Shirt, too. You got goalie. Zach Bolton.
How you doing, sir?
What's up, Bolton?
What's going on?
Crazy goalie. Zach, talk about playing keeper for this team.
You know what? I come out focused and ready to play.
Right on the microphone. Game. Bolt, right, get close to the microphone, buddy.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You're focused.
Well, this summer I practiced all summer. I worked my butt off, and I really wanted to play this year. And
did you by the way, our SummitCars.com spotlight interviewer, go ahead, Bolton. Everyone's laughing at you for some reason.
And recently,
why do your guys laugh at you?
Just them. Recently, our goalie, Ryan Page, great kid, good, great goalie, got hurt in the CBA game. So I had to step up and play for him. And right now I think I'm playing pretty good. And I feel like I'm doing good for the team. And
Bolt, I like it.
Try to come out focused and ready to play. And
do they call you Bolt? Bolton, or what's your petty nickname?
Little Bolt.
What is it?
Little Bolt.
Little Bolt. Is that good or bad?
I don't know, man. It's good.
We all like it.
Let's go right to it. So let's talk about, can any of you, I guess, as players recall West Genesee defeating FM in boys soccer? Because it has been a long time. So let's talk about this. How's that going to happen, Ryan Washoe?
I mean, it has been a long time since we've beat them.
Yep.
Going into that game, I thought that we needed to score the first goal to be able to have the confidence after losing those first three games. And just once we got that first goal on the board, we just kept rolling.
Kept rolling. Yeah. Ricky, talk about that game.
I thought we had a chance from the beginning. After we played Bethlehem, we played really well in the second half. We moved the ball amazingly. And that just carried over to FM. And we just outplayed them. We worked harder. And that's basically how we won, just hard work.
Carter?
Yeah, it was a really good game against FM. Everyone worked really hard, even into OT. It was all a long, hard game, and came out with a win in OT. Just want to keep that rolling.
Coach, did you call your buddy up and start laughing or say we got it or we took care of business?
No, not too much respect for him. I would never do that.
No, I'm joking. So did you guys talk, though, after the game, obviously?
Well, yeah, it did feel good winning, and he's such a class guy. He was happy for me and us.
Did you take things and use against him that he taught you? I mean, there's got to be a whole plethora of stuff that
His wealth of knowledge is insane. I mean, they've been good forever. And I watched him play against CNS the week before, and I thought, like my boy said, the Bethlehem game, because the Bethlehem coach played with him in college, and they kind of played the same style. So I thought that helped us a lot. And we took what I saw when FM played CNS and how we played against Bethlehem and, you know, channeled it in there, which was, I thought, impressive.
Well, great. Carter, in that game, twice you had leads, twice FM had leads, came back. Yeah, I should say that's part of me. What were the coaches telling you guys, especially here in overtime? What was, you know?
They just wanted us to keep working hard in OT, just try to get the first goal, and then, ended up winning with that.
Coach, how about during that time? I mean, obviously a lot of pressure, but keeping cool, keeping whatever. Talk about that.
Well, super proud of the kids. You know, you score a goal, everyone's all fired up, they come back and score. So
right.
Like, you know, we could have rolled over, but, you know, these kids have worked hard, and they were gaining. That Bethlehem game was confidence builder, and we came back and scored, and then they scored with, a minute 50 seconds left in the game off a header, which was a great header, and that kid's really good up top and tall. Overtime, it's like, okay, let's go. We have 20 minutes. Let's put a goal in. And Washoe actually shanked his chance the first OT. Pretty much the exact same opportunity, the second OT, and he put it in the back of the goal, which was pretty
nice,
cool.
Nice. And Ricky and Ryan, this is both for you, but let's talk about the general philosophy here. Attack or defend and counterattack. But talk a little bit about the offensive defense. Ricky, why don't you go first?
Well, the main goal is for our midfielders and defense to just get the ball on our feet and for us to work off of that. And we've been doing really well at that. Get the ball at our feet, play it to the outside mids, and just get crosses in. And that's how we've been scoring most of our goals.
All right, Ryan, how about you? Follow up with that.
Yeah, we wanted the forwards to come up a little bit and have the middies play to us. And then somehow we'd get the ball out wide. And then from there, we'd have people get into the box, get the cross, and hopefully we'd put one on the back of the net, and that's exactly what happened.
Zach, talk about the defense. I mean, obviously being a keeper back there and a ton of responsibility talking about things and constantly talking to your defense. Have you been able to step up in that role?
Honestly, I thought the defense played really good that game, and we just got the ball out every time. We tried not to let them score, and I didn't get many shots.
That's right. No, you're right. Yeah, you know. So, but talk, I mean, in terms of talking like your sweeper and your stopper and all that kind of stuff, I mean, you constantly communicate with these guys?
I had to tell them to,
keep the ball away from you?
Yeah, just, you know, keep the ball away from me and get it on the other side of the field.
He's a goalie for a reason, let's put it that way.
I love it. That's all right, Zach. You're the best, man. This is fantastic. In terms of famous club teams around the world, let's talk about your favorites. Ryan, why don't you go first? Favorite club team?
Real Madrid.
All right, Ricky.
Definitely Man City.
Of course. Carter.
Barcelona fan.
Nice. Zach, man.
Arsenal.
Oh, there. Coach, how about you?
I'm a Man U fan. Old school.
Are you?
Does that mean that when you have those clasicos between Barca and Real Madrid, what is that like? You get to there to watch those matches?
I try to keep up with the scores. Can't always watch them, but definitely keep track of the scores, you know?
Right. Coach, let's talk about a little bit what needs to improve here in order for, I guess, West Genesee to really challenge top teams, be consistent, keep things rolling here.
How much time do we have? we need to stop giving the ball away. Our big thing is discipline effort. If we're disciplined and we put in the effort we have, we'll be okay. But we have we've been fortunate these past two games. You know, we have Beville next,
yep,
and they're probably the top team right now in the league between them and Poole and CNS, actually. But we just have to stop giving the ball away. If we can possess it and be very disciplined on defense, I think we can be okay. But it's a long season. But, you know, double A's are brutal. So you don't have an easy game. Every game is brutal. So
you also look at sports there, lacrosse, obviously, hockey, you know, how good they are at West Jenny. Are you pulling? Are you recruiting? Are you trying to grab some?
Well, in a couple of years, we'll take over those sports. So, that's my plan. Listen, man, that's a bad topic. Yes,
well, Mike Messer's left, so you might be okay there.
Yes.
So
but another city guy came out to West Jenny, Mr. Smith, so it's kind of cool.
That's right. So you guys, yeah, Sean. So Sean, that's right. So yeah. Sean was at Corcoran, and then he was
the Corcoran. Yeah.
Sean was one of our Mike Messer when he was at, or not Mike Messer, Joe Mazzella.
Yeah.
Greatest guy
Phenomenal
ever.
Phenomenal guy.
He was one of our first guests ever.
Yeah.
Way 15, back, I don't know how many years ago.
A long time ago.
And what a great guy a Joe great guy. Was. I know because your Henniger passed here. Let's talk a little bit more. Carter, let's bounce to you here. When you look at this team and all it's accomplished already so far, I mean, obviously, you guys don't want to sit back and say this thing's going to keep, you know, this is going to be easy, but talk about it. It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of work to do still. We ended up losing our first three games. Now we're on a 2-win streak. We just want to keep that up, keep working hard, because we don't really have any easy games, like Coach said. And just got to keep going, working hard the whole season.
Ryan, how do you keep all these guys focused?
We just got to go into the game, focus from the beginning. We can't be fooling around. Get a good warm-up in. You know, the warm-up sort of dictates how the rest of the game's going to go. If we're not moving, we're going to start out slow.
Yeah.
We need to have a fast-paced warm-up, come out fast, and just play like that the whole game.
Ricky, talk about, you know, the season here and keeping things going.
Well, I think we've won the past two games because of our fitness. Coach has been working us all of summer, makes us run a mile every practice.
That's good.
I read something about that.
Coach, Coach, did you – I can't remember what I read, but it was something like you run a mile a day. Like even adults run a mile a day. Is that a philosophy you read, or is that something you just do for these guys?
No, we just, you know,
there
it's
is
high
something
school,
that's about running a mile.
Right. It's high school soccer. So, you know, we're unfortunately not going to be the most skilled team right now. Hopefully 5 years
they
we'll
got to be the best shape
so
team.
So we have to be in the best shape. That's the one thing we can control is our fitness. So I told the kids in the offseason, you know, you got to come in shape. And most of them did. They did work super hard in the summer and in the preseason. So our fitness is pretty good. Pretty, you know, it's
how does it compare
there.
To other teams? Are you seeing? Hey, we're moving. And we're.
Oh, we had two OT games in a row, and I thought we were moving just as quick in OT as we were in the first 5 minutes. So I'm hoping it pays off. But you know, every team, you know, they probably are fit too, and they think they're more fit. So,
yeah, right,
you know,
right.
We just keep that moving.
All right. Well, great job, West Genesee boys soccer. Give yourselves a big round of applause here in studio. Scott Fiello doing a great job first year coach. Ryan Washo, Ricky Francisco, Carter Turton, and Zach Bolton. Little Bolt, good job, you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show and brought to you by SummitCars.com.
This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show brought to you by SummitCars.com.
All right, here we are back in studio, and it's great to have Phil back here in studio, the great Phil Blackwell, and we're talking our Wegmans winning spotlight interview members of the Casanova volleyball team, and history was made by the Casanova girls volleyball team in 2017 when it followed up another Section 3 title with its first trip to the State Final Four in Glens Falls. Let's talk about who's in studio. First of all, Lindsay Lawson. Where's Lindsay?
Hello.
Lindsay Lawson. What's up, Lindsay?
Not much. Happy to be here.
That's good. Talk about Casanova volleyball. I know you're going to say happy to be here, and it didn't come out so good, but that's all right. But let's talk. Go ahead. Jump here on the microphone. So talk about this Casanova volleyball team.
Last year...
You obviously do a nice job spiking the ball, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Go ahead. So talk about...
All right. So last year, we made history and we got Mr. Althorp what he wanted, trip to state. So it was just a really good experience with the whole team. And I'm just happy to be here this year.
Awesome. Great job. Josie Avery?
Hello.
What's up, Josie? You can get closer to the microphone. Okay. So what position, Josie?
I'm a setter.
Okay, so you're setting things up, obviously, for a few of the girls here. Are they telling you what to do? Are you telling them what to do? How's it work?
I usually get signs, especially from Lindsay.
So Lindsay's like, knows exactly where she wants
it. Oh, yeah.
And if you don't put it there, is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Give me the signs. Give me some signs here. Explain that. So now that's like a three with looks like an I.
Okay, just don't tell like West Hildas.
They're going to hear this. Don't you do it behind your back so they can't see it?
Okay, so like
yeah,
32, back, one, and then regular one.
All right, nice. I like it. What do you like the best?
Statue. Yeah.
Very good. So Josie, enjoy this or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Josie, what year are you?
I'm a junior.
All right. Hope King, where's Hope?
Yeah.
Hope, what is up?
Not much.
Talk about this team. Well, first of all, for those who were there, tell us about how great experience it was at Glens Falls here with the state Final Four.
Yeah, it was awesome. I really was not expecting it, especially since we had graduated a lot of main players in 2016. But yeah, the team just, I thought, connected really well. We had great chemistry, so we were able to go to states, obviously.
Make it happen. Faith King.
Yes, hello.
Faith, I figured that was you.
Yeah.
So, Faith, talk about being here on the program, and are you excited?
I'm super excited. I think our team has a lot of potential this year. I mean, we definitely graduated some good players last year, but I think we can make up for it. Mm.
Taylor Mapstone. What's up, Taylor?
Hello. Nothing. What's up?
So, Northeastern University.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Actually, my sister goes there.
Okay.
She's going to be a junior, I believe, and...
Playing? Yeah. Is she...
No, she just...
What's she studying?
Communications.
Broadcasting? Or journalism?
She actually, right now, is on a co-op at AMC Network.
Wow.
So, yeah, in New York City.
That is fantastic. All right, let's get back to it. Lindsay, let's go back to you. I guess, is it like everyone says, getting that far, no matter what the result, only makes you hungry and you want to get back there again. Is that kind of the mentality?
Yeah, it was just, like, surreal to be there with my team and... Josie there and everyone else that got pulled up. So Kenzie's not with us today, but wish she was here.
What's she doing?
She rolled. Okay, so Thursday night at Marcellus.
Mustang Country. That's where I'm from. A big round of applause for Marcellus Mustangs.
Yeah. I got it.
All right. Yeah, she rolled her ankle game point. Yeah. So. Yeah, she's out for a while.
Came down on somebody's ankle jumping or just moving?
She just has really weak ankles.
She needs to do some really calf raises and squats.
She actually does.
She
sprained her ankle before.
She had an injury that she was recovering from.
So. Yeah. What injury?
Before, during preseason, she'd had
Does she tape them?
She has ankle braces. Yeah.
Braces.
Yeah, but...
We may have to look at those braces. Your coach may have to check those out and see what kind of braces they are. Lindsay, you got interrupted. I don't know if you want to keep going, though, but we were just talking about how hungry it is to get back there. Final Four. Or the Glens Falls.
Yeah, so I think we're a young team. We have three sophomores on a team, and it's just going to be a learning year, and every game we're getting better, so I'm hopeful for this year.
Nice. Josie, let's go to you. We have the early matches, including Thursday's five-set battle with Marcellus. Shown about what needs to improve. So let's talk about Marcellus, but what you guys learned from that.
We learned that we just need to correct our mental errors, but we fought really hard, and we just need to continue working on our game.
All right, very, very good. Hope, let's bounce to you here. In terms of practices, have they made more, I guess, difficult by the summer heat last few weeks? Are you guys slacking off a little bit, or are you still just fighting through and doing your thing? There's a big smile there, so.
Yeah, well, our team definitely has fun, I'd say. Yeah. No, but we do really focus up, especially before a game for
You're
practices.
Supposed to have fun. That's high school sports is
I
that
think
fun
it's important.
And, yeah, no question.
Yeah, the chemistry was a big role, like I said, last year, so I think we're just, like, trying to get close with the team.
In terms of, by the way, this is our summitcars.com spotlight interview, and Faith, I know you want to get right in this.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
In terms of having fun, what are some of the things you girls do, Faith?
In practice?
Whatever you want to do, yeah.
Well, we definitely have some goofy people on our team. So,
Ashley and Margaret.
Yeah, shout out to Ashley and Margaret. But they definitely just make
Light
everyone laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can be about it's anything.
Awesome.
Some jokesters.
Yeah.
When you look at, I guess, well, Lindsay, let's go to you. Since you've gone through so much in your career, what's the best advice that you can give to the young players, and what are you telling some of these younger players?
Just play smart and play hard and just, like, go for every ball, be aggressive. And have fun.
Aggressive, nice.
Yeah.
Taylor Mapstone, bounce back to you here, Taylor.
Okay.
You're playing a lot of tournaments this season. Let's talk about some of the places you are going over the next couple months here.
Okay, I think our next tournament is either in...
It's at FM.
It's at FM, which is interesting. I don't think we've ever been to one there, at least not while I was on the team. And then we have a few other ones this month in Marcellus.
Of course, back to Marcellus. I like that.
Right. And then I think one in Skinny Atlas. I'm not positive.
Lakers, cool.
Yeah.
Double Lakers. Do you guys, when you get to Skinny Atlas, do you guys talk about which lake is better at all? Do you guys talk any lake trash?
We just know that we're the Lakers and they're the Fakers.
Oh! That's a good one. I can't believe it. Hope, let's go to you. Is there any particular match over the next couple of weeks here that you're really looking forward to? West Hill or someone else?
Yeah, West Hill is definitely going to be a good one. I personally am looking forward to the Marcellus one again.
Yeah.
I want to get revenge, you know?
I'll show here.
Yeah, we have a rematch sometime in October.
Right. We're expecting a big crowd, so let's
big
go.
Big crowd. It's a home game.
Big crew.
You know? Yeah.
Shark Tank.
Josie, why is this program so strong at a small school where, you know, there's so many girls teams, or great girls teams? You get, field hockey's good, soccer's good, tennis good, cross country. I mean, a lot of good sports.
We really have just an amazing coach, and he brings out the best in all of us.
He yells at us a lot.
Get you motivated.
It's all in love.
All in love. What do you girls do? What, talk about like the dinners and that kind of stuff beforehand. I always like hearing about food and dinners and desserts. Who can jump in? Who's the best cook? Mapstone, is this you?
Yes, I can cook so well. No.
Or which parents really step up?
Yeah. Okay, I think usually like it switches around a lot. We never really have team dinners in the same place. But last year we had one at Lindsay Lawson's house, and it was the best food I've
ever
had.
Every home game, Lindsay's grandma makes us... some
brownies. Like,
amazing bakery.
Really?
Yeah.
Lindsay, what talk about it. Let's hear. Let's hear the menu.
All right. So
I want to hear first of all what was on the dinner. What was that all about?
Oh, we had tacos.
Oh, we had tacos.
Taco. It was like Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm
a
big taco fan.
Yeah.
I like tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, you like tacos?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
So every game.
I could probably eat tacos.
On Tuesdays.
A lot more than that. But okay, so you guys had tacos.
Yeah, so every game, my grandparents go to, both sets of grandparents, and one of them will make, like, brownies, and the next game the other one will make, like, Rice Krispies, so really nice to
just
have them
depends
there.
It just depends on what, Hope, what was the best thing you've ever had?
I would say, I think your grandma made an apple crumble.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one time, that was standout, and she also has very good, cream cheese frosting that she puts on bread.
Oh, I like cream cheese frosting. Yeah, but yummy. Faith, how about you in terms of food? What do you prefer?
I like brownies.
Big brownie.
Yeah.
Josie, what's your food of choice?
Definitely Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
And then how about dinner food?
Really like pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. Has a good pizza one. Is a good place for team dinners.
Good place there. Did your parents work there or something, or are you just giving them a shout out?
We're just shout out, you know?
Shout outs to everybody. All right, girls, let's talk about the rest of the season here. Lindsay, why don't you go first? Talk about what needs to happen, what needs to improve.
We need to play clean volleyball. Every point matters for us, and we just got to like not give them runs, and we'll be fine.
All right. And Josie, how about you? What needs to happen?
I think we just need to play our game, play smart, and try to get rid of all our mental errors.
All right. Very, very good. Hope, how about you?
I think for us, a big skill we could focus on is control. Especially I'm libero, so passes really do matter for the sets and spikes. Yeah,
Faith, how about you?
I think we definitely need to work on just like getting hits down and shutting down the other team's big hitters.
Nice. Taylor?
I think we have really good team chemistry, but I think like once we start doing more team bonding and stuff like that, game will just get really a lot easier and we'll know what each other
needs to do.
Yeah.
Phil, go ahead. Phil Black, ladies and gentlemen. Eagle Newspapers.
Yeah, the tournaments, which one are you looking forward to the most? Because I think there's a lot of them on the schedule for your team. And obviously, you know, coach is trying to toughen you up. Which tournament are you looking forward to the most?
Who do you want to go to first, though, Phil? Like, Lindsay, go ahead and guys go down the line.
I'm looking forward to playing some out-of-league competition. You have to play the best to be the best.
I like that.
Yeah. Let's see.
What are you texting on your phone? Huh? Come on. Let's see. This is class.
If I'm being
like
honest,
class.
I'm looking at the tournaments we're about to go to. I'm looking forward to probably the one in SCAN. I think they always have good competition there. It's really good time for us to improve. I'm not looking forward to, however, the one on homecoming, but really? That's a hot topic for the team.
Why? Because you'd rather go to the football game and hang out and all that stuff?
Yeah. Not that I would rather do that than play volleyball, but
it's just unfortunate.
Senior year, you know?
Yeah, you want to do your thing.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Keep going. Let's go down the line here. Taylor?
I'm looking forward to the Marcellus tournament just because we get to see them again, try and beat them, I guess.
All right, keep it rolling.
I'm looking forward to the Josie? FM tournament because
which
it's
one, Josie?
FM. All right. Because we don't usually go to that tournament because they're a bigger class, so there'll be some tougher competition there.
Okay, good, good. Faith?
I'm looking forward to Marcellus, too, I think, because it's a lot of people we play during the season, so it's a good way to start intimidating them early.
Wow. Yeah. I'm using girls, I don't think intimidation.
You can't intimidate, you can't intimidate a Mustang. girls, this has been a lot of fun. So our Wegman Spotlight interview members of the Casanova volleyball team. So girls, you've done a great job. And as we mentioned here, a great Section 3 title run. First trip to the state Final Four, obviously, at Glens Falls last season. And it's great to have you girls here in studio. So that's the pretty much end of the program. Phil, anything you want to close things up with before we...
Scores,
games
mention
today,
that,
anything we need to talk about?
Yeah, a lot of things have been going on to start the season. We had the weather affecting things. There's a big race today. There's the Chittenango Invitational, the first cross-country big event of the season. Is the, you know, most of on the same course they're having the Section 3 championships. And that's basically the main thing. And obviously a lot of sports going on. And looking forward to seeing what happens the rest of the fall.
All right, great job, Phil Black. Well, girls, any shout-outs real quick? Let's give some shout-outs and we'll finish things up. Lindsay, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Ooh, shout-out to Molly Carges, Daniel Tedesco. They made it big, so let's go.
All right, great job, Lindsay. Josie, shout-out?
Shout-out to Coach for everything he does for us and for just being an amazing person.
All right, Hope?
Shout-out to Margaret and Ashley. They're a really good part of the team. Enjoy them.
All right. That sounds funny. Faith?
Shout out to my parents. I'm pretty sure they're listening right nice. Now.
Taylor.
Yes, Mom.
Shout out to my parents as well. That's it.
All right. Give yourselves a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show. We'll see you next week. Brought to you by SummitCars.com.